Good morning, everybody. I'm delighted to be back here. I love to come to Cupertino.
非常高兴能够在这里，特别喜欢到 Cupertino 来。
We had a home here for about 10 years until we went overseas.
我们在这里有十年的时间，一直到我们到海外去。
And when we came back from Africa, we sold our home at a good price and moved up into the mountains.
当我们从非洲回来以后、啊、房子以很好的价钱卖了，然后我们就搬到山上去。
But then we discovered that we sold the house at a wrong time because the prices kept going up.
后来发现卖得太早了，因为房价越来越高。
But we don't move around according to our own desires, but when God tells us to move, then we move.
可是我们并不是凭着自己的喜好搬来搬去。乃是神跟我们讲什么时候搬，我们就什么时候搬。
But it's always good to come back to this place.
可是回到这里总是非常好的。
And I'm so glad that there are some people here that I even know.
而且非常高兴我在你们中间认识很多人。
So I trust that God will bless us this morning as we look into His Word.
所以相信神、今天必保守我们当我们看他话语的时候。
Lord, we pray that as we open your word, that your spirit will be our teacher.
天父，我们祈求你，当我们打开话语的时候，你的圣灵就是我们的导师。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 24.
请大家打开马太福音第二十四章。
And we want to read a passage...of the words of Jesus that are very important for us today.
我们要一起看主耶稣基督的话非常的重要。
Matthew 24, verse 3 to 14.
我们要看第三到第十四节。第三节，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震，这都是灾难的起头。第九节，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。第十三节，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才到。
We are witnessing at this time the fulfillment of these things that Jesus is talking about.
就在这时候，我们见证主耶稣所讲的话正在实现。
Never before in history have all these many events and evidences combined in order to show what we are experiencing today.
在整个的历史中，没有同时发生那么多的事情，让我们看到神在圣经里面讲的话正在进行。
And never before have we met so many people that are discouraged and fearful about the future, not only for themselves, but also for their children.
同时，也在历史上没有任何的时间有这么多人那么样的焦虑啊！不但是为自己的前途啊，也为整个人类的命运。
And whenever you listen to television or the radio or open the newspapers, all you find is news that is horrifying.
那不管我们是看电视或是打开报纸，我们总是看到非常可怕的事情在发生。
In the last few days, we have been focused on the state of Oklahoma.
在过去的时间里面，我们都注意在奥克拉荷马州发生的事情。
And to see the pictures of some of these tornadoes coming down upon these cities, not just once, but repeated times, is horrifying to see.
那看到龙卷风不止一次，而且是多次的降在这个城市里面，看起来非常的可怕。
People have not only lost their homes, their possessions, And the lives of friends and family members, even their own lives.
人们不只是失去他们的房子、他们的财产，而且失去生命、他们的亲人朋友。
Some have taken refuge in basements, others in giant refrigerators, just to escape from it.
很多人躲在地下室，甚至躲在大的冰箱里面，为了要躲避这个龙卷风。
And we've listened to stories how gathered together there.They would cry and even pray to God that He would deliver them.
那很多人甚至聚集在一起，向天呼喊，求神拯救他们。
Now Jesus talks about signs from heaven.
那耶稣讲到从天上来的异象。
And if a tornado is not a sign from heaven, I don't know what is.
那如果龙卷风不是从天上来的现象的话，那我就不知道什么是。
And then we've talked about the floods that have come over various parts of our country here.
我们也看到在这个国家许多地方有水灾。
Not just floods in America, but in China and in India and in other places.
不只在美国，在中国，在印度都有。
And all of these have been accompanied by the loss of many lives.
我们这些灾害就带来许多生命的损失。
We could talk about the earthquakes that Jesus was mentioning.
我们也可以讲到地震是主耶稣所预言的。
Again, in different places of the world, all of a sudden we have these massive earthquakes.
在全世界各个地方，我们都看到很大的地震。
And then there are the fires.
然后火灾。
It's just one thing after another that is occurring.
总是一件接着一件的发生。
And it seems like even nature around us is rebelling somehow through these manifestations.
这甚至这个自然的现象好像都在反叛这个自然的控制。
And then we have the wars and the rumors of war.
然后我们又看到战争还有战争的风声。
We know that the civil war in Syria for the last 2 years has already claimed over 100,000 lives.
在十年之内，在叙利亚的内战，已经有十万个人死亡。
In Israel, they're preparing for an imminent attack from Iran.
那以色列也在准备这个伊朗的任何时间的攻击。
And just yesterday, Netanyahu announced that each individual in Israel should prepare himself for a sudden attack.
就在昨天 ，Netanyahu 就是以色列的总理，呼吁每一个国民都要备战。
Then you look at the continent of Africa.
然后你看看非洲大陆。
Brutal killings are taking place that our newspapers don't even touch.
非常多的残杀，我们的报纸甚至是不提的。
Thousands of Christians have been martyred because of their faith.
成千上万的基督徒因为他们的信仰而牺牲。
I get nearly daily emails from India and from Pakistan how Christians are being persecuted.
我每天都会收到电邮，在印度、在巴基斯坦，许多的基督徒受到迫害。
And this is a normal occurrence over there.
这是好像天天发生的事情。
Again, we don't hear about that in the public news.
我们在报纸上是很少看到的。
On television, this past week, we witnessed the murder of a British soldier right in daylight in one of the streets of London.
在昨天的电视里面，我们看到就在光天化日之下，一个英国士兵在伦敦被谋杀了。
Where is a safe place to go?
那全世界还有什么安全的地方可以去？
And if that's not enough, we look at our own country.
如果这还不够的话，我们可以看看自己的国家。
The scandals and the corruption in our government is something that we have not never experienced like that before.
各种的贪污各种的谣传是我们以前很少经历的。
Again, we are observing the destruction of the laws of God through our government.
我们看到在我们政府的领导下我们不再尊重我们的神。
This systematic setting aside of the laws of God and substituting them with our own secular laws.
那我们的领导者故意的把神放在一边而用人的方法来统治这个国家。
These are blatant violations of the laws of God.
这些都是非常明显的违反神的原则跟律法。
And it seems like we as a nation are turning back to the days of Noah when everybody did what they considered was right in their own eyes.
好像我们正在回到挪亚的时代，个人任意而行。
And yet Jesus talked about all this.
可是耶稣很早以前就讲到这一切。
He says, don't be surprised when it comes.
所以当这些来临的时候，我们是 不觉得惊奇的。
And yet during the past few days, I've talked to a number of people who are shocked with what is happening.
可是在就过去的这段日子里面，我跟很多人谈话，他们都非常惊奇正在发生的这些事。
But Jesus already listed that all these things would happen.
可是耶稣在很早以前已经把这些都讲出来了。
He said there would be an increase in crime and wickedness and godlessness.
耶稣说这个不法的事情，各种的叛乱要发生。
He warned us that all of these things would take place.
他警告我们这些事就会发生的。
And with all of that increase in crime, there would also be a decrease in the love of many. It says,Their love of most would grow cold.
那因为这个不法的事情渐渐的增多，所以许多人的爱心就渐渐的冷淡。
Now Jesus was speaking to his followers.
那耶稣是在向跟随他的人说的。
But this is equally a message for every one of us.
可是今天这也是对我们讲的信息。
And one of the results of growing cold spiritually is we are subject to deception.
那当我们的爱心渐渐冷淡的时候，我们就容易受迷惑。
And Jesus, even in this passage, several times says, watch out that you are not being deceived.
那耶稣在这段经文里面许多地方提醒我们不要受迷惑。
And we have that both in Matthew and in Luke and in other passages repeated again and again.
在马太福音、在路加福音里面都重复这样的信息。
And the reason for that is God wants us to pay attention to that.
那这个原因就是神要我们留意这些事。
Now in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, also the Apostle Paul gives us a warning.
在提摩太前书第四章第一节，使徒保罗也给我们一个警告。
He says, the Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Those are harsh words.
这些都是非常的严肃的话。
As Christians, we can also be deceived if we do not watch out.
因为如果我们不留心的话，即使是基督徒也会受迷惑。
Because that is deception is one of the strategies that Satan has used from the very beginning.
因为迷惑是魔鬼从一开始就惯用的诡计。
And this passage says that.Demons are actively all around us seeking to deceive us as believers.
所以在这经文里面我们看到邪灵鬼魔是非常、非常积极的在试图迷惑我们。
And the only thing that will protect us is if we stay in the scriptures.
那唯一可以保护我们的就是在圣经里面神的话语。
If we stay in close relationship with the Lord,
如果我们跟神保持一个亲密的关系
，If we do not allow sin of any type to take hold of our lives，
不让这个任何一种的罪恶来掌管我们的生命
，Because when our fellowship with the Lord Jesus is broken， it makes an entry for Satan to come into our lives and deceive us。
因为如果我们跟主耶稣的关系断绝了，我们就给撒旦留了一个很大的破口。
I hope that there's no one sitting here this morning that says。Oh, this can never happen to me.
我希望在今天在座的中间没有一个人会说这种事情绝对不会发生在我的身上。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我跟你说。
It can happen to you.
是会发生在你的身上。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because Jesus said it could happen.
因为耶稣说这些事情会发生。
He says many will be deceived.
他说很多很多人会受了迷惑。
And if we do not watch out,
如果我们不留意，
we are going to be a casualty.
我们就会成为受害者之一。
So these are serious times.
所以这是一个非常严肃、非常危险的时刻。
And it demands that we as Christians stay firm and strong.
就需要我们基督徒能够站立得稳，能够坚强。
In Matthew 24:13, it says, "He who stands firm to the end will be saved."
第十三节说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Let's not quit this race.
所以我们不要在赛跑的时候停下来。
Let's keep moving forward.
让我们继续的往前面走。
Now, what I've just said, all of you know already.
我所说的，你们大概都听过了。
I just want to remind you.
我只是要再一次的提醒你们。
Because we need to take these things personally.
因为我们要把这个当作我们个人的事。
And we must never be surprised what's happening.
我们对周围发生的事情也不要惊奇。
Because Jesus warned us.
因为耶稣已经警告过了。
Now, that's not really what I want to talk about this morning.
那这就是今天早上跟大家分享的。
But what I want to talk about is linked to this.
可是我要讲的呢，是跟这个非常有关系。
What I've given to you up to this point is bad news, isn't it?
所以我一直讲到现在，我给你们的都是坏消息。
But you know, after Jesus has given this whole list of things, he says, here's the good news.
可是当耶稣讲完这一切以后，他说，好消息在这里。
And this is the good news that I want to talk about this morning.
那这就是今天早上我要跟大家分享的好消息。
Look at verse 14.
看看第十四节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Now, when all these things are falling on top of us,
当这些坏的事情都降在我们身上的时候，
there are two things we need to do.
有两件事情是我们必须
做的。One thing is we need to be committed to standing firm and strong in our faith.
第一件事情就是我们在信仰上我们要站立得稳。
We cannot possibly afford to become lax and lukewarm and fall asleep.
我们不能放松，也不能变成不冷不热，也不能睡觉。
It's a trumpet call to awake to see what's happening.
耶稣讲的是像这个号角吹响。要将我们唤醒
and to watch ourselves.
也自己 要留心
But the second thing is what Jesus is talking about here.
那第二件耶稣基督在这里说的
This is the time that the gospel needs to be preached.
他是说在就在这样子的时候福音必须要被传出去
Now the gospel is the good news.
那福音就是好消息
And Jesus calls it here the gospel of the kingdom of God.
耶稣在这里说天国的福音。
Now, what is the kingdom of God?
那天国神的国是什么呢？
It is when God will establish his rule over this whole world.
就是当神在地面上在全世界建立他的管理建立他权柄的时候就是神的国度。
The world in which we live right now is not the world that God wanted us to live in.
因为现在我们所活的世界不是神要我们活的世界。
We rebelled against God.
因为我们叛逆。
And when we rebelled against God, we substituted God with another God.
那当我们背逆神的时候，我们就用自己的神来代替真神。
And that is Satan.
那就是魔鬼。
Either we are under the authority of God or we are under the authority of Satan.
所以我们或者是在神的管理之下，否则就是在撒旦的管理之下。
And the Apostle John writes in the first book, 1 verse 19, the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
那这个约翰使徒约翰说，整个世界都在那恶者的权势下。
And that's Satan.
那这就是魔鬼。
So Satan right now is ruling this world.
所以魔鬼今天是统治着整个世界。
But it will not stay under his control.
可是这个事情并不是会永远这样下去。
At the cross, Christ defeated Satan once and for all.
在十字架上， 主耶稣基督已经战胜了死，已经战胜了鬼魔的权势。
And by his resurrection, he demonstrated that he alone has the authority over life and death.
那当主耶稣复活的时候，他就很明显的让我们看到，他对死亡、对黑暗都有权柄。
And he promised us that one day he would return and establish his own kingdom and rule.
主耶稣应许我们有一天他要回来。在地面上建立他的国度
，a kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom of peace,
一个公义跟和平的国度。
That's the good news.
那这就是好消息。
And Jesus said, with all of the bad things that are happening, it's time that we preach this gospel of the good news of the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣向我们讲说，当这些坏的事情都在发生的时候。正是我们要出去传天国福音的时候。
You know, this gospel is not just for us.
因为这个福音不只是为了我们自己。
And that's why Jesus says it is for the whole world.
耶稣说这是为了全世界。
That to all the nations that gospel must be preached.
要传到世界上所有的国家。
And Jesus said it will be preached no matter what happens.
耶稣也告诉我们这福音必要传遍天下。
A week ago, Alice and I came back from Taiwan.
一个礼拜以前，我跟我的妻子从台湾回来。
We had been there for 2 weeks.
我们在台湾两个礼拜的时间。
And this was our first visit back to Taiwan in 50 years.
那这是在台湾在五十年以内我们第一次去访问去探访。
Alice had gone out in 1952 as a single, lonely young missionary.
在1952年的时候Alice 是一个单身的一个孤单的宣教士。
And as I came 2 years later,
然后我就两年以后我就去了。
And when I saw her first time, I said, she's the secretary of our director. I need a wife more than he needs a secretary.
所以就跟他讲说我需要一个妻子更胜过他需要一个秘书。
So we had been missionaries with OC for 60 years ago.
所以从60年前我们就是在那里的宣教士。
And they were celebrating a special 60th anniversary in Taiwan.
所以他们正在庆祝他们成立60年的周年纪念。
So we were invited to come and participate in that function.
所以他就邀请我们一起去。
We were totally surprised with what we saw.
那我们所看到的令我们非常的惊奇。
We came to a new country.
我们好像到了一个新的国家。
We had lived in Taipei for 10 years and thought we really knew the city.
我们以前在台北住了十年。以为对这个地方非常的熟悉。
I was totally lost.
可是我却完全的
迷失了。Nothing looked the same.
没有一样看起来是跟以前一样的。
We said, we'll go to the Grand Hotel.
我说我们到大旅馆去。
一个圆山饭店。
圆山饭店。Sorry, 我也离开太久了。我们到圆山饭店去。
I looked. There was a huge building there.
所以我就看到一栋很高的楼。
When we were there, they only had about 2 or 3 stories. Now it had 12 stories.
以前我们在的时候只有两三层，现在是十二层的楼。
You know, Taipei at that time only had about 500,000 people.
那时候台北大概只有50万人。
The latest statistics say that the metropolitan Taipei has 7 million people.
那最近的统计是台北大市区已经到了700万人口。
Unbelievable what's happening.
真的是不可想象。
The new Taipei is bigger than the old Taipei.
这个新的台北比旧的台北要大多了。
No wonder we felt like strangers in the city.
那怪不得我们在那边好像陌生人一样。
A new country.
好像一个新的国家。
But there was one thing that was encouraging.
可是有一件事情让我很得激励。
And that was the people we met.
那就是我们所遇到的人。
A couple of times we used taxis to get around.
有时候我们就坐计程车到处走。
And both times the taxi drivers were Christians.
那我们碰到的这些计程车司机是基督徒。
Now back in our old days, we didn't have taxis. We only had pedicabs.
在以前的时候根本没有计程车，我们只有三轮车。
But it meant that the gospel is already starting to go out.
可是我们看到福音就在那个地方传开了。
Jesus said the gospel will be preached.
耶稣说福音必要传开。
And I want to tell you a little bit about some of the people that I met in Taiwan.
我要跟大家分享一些我在台湾碰到的人。
And how God has been using the gospel to start reaching out to other people in Taiwan.
神如何用福音来达到一些人。
One of the men I met was a Dr. Xia. He's one of the pastors of the Ling Liang Tang.
那我碰到的一位弟兄是夏博士，他是林良堂的一位弟兄。
And he was sharing some things.
他跟我们分享说
about the developments of the church in Taiwan over these past 50 years.
在过去50年台湾教会的发展。
I wish I had a few hours to talk to you about this.
我希望我有更多的时间来分享这些。
But before he began, he said, I want to thank you for helping me in my early Christian life.
可是在他开始以前，他跟我讲说，我要谢谢你在我刚成为基督徒的时候。
He said, when I was a fifth grader,
他当我在小学五年级，
I heard that you had a Bible correspondence course.
我听说你有一个圣经的通讯学校。
And I enrolled in that.
所以我就加入了。
And I remember I learned my first verse of scripture.
我记得我第一句圣经的话。
2 Corinthians 5:17.
是哥林多后书五章十七节。
Is anyone here that knows that by heart?
有没有人会背那段经文？
Ooh,
有人记
得。Not many, huh?
感谢主。
But he remembered it.
可是他就记得这个经文。
If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And he said he memorized that verse.
他说他记得这个经文。
And as a boy, he started these Bible studies.
所以当他很小的时候，他就开始了读经。
But he said, "Do you know what motivated me?"
他说，你知道是什么让我这样做吗？
I heard that when I finished all of my lessons, that took several months, I would get a little pin from you.
因为我知道，如果我把这些课程都上完了，我会得到一个小小的勋章。
And he says nobody had pins at that time.
那时候没有人有这个小勋章。
And I wanted that pin.
我就是要那个。
So I studied every day, every night.
所以我每天每夜都很认真的学习。
Well, praise God. Today he's one of the leaders of one of the churches.
他今天是教会里面的一个领袖。
But he shared with us how the gospel is being spread out.Through the marketplaces and a special ministry.
他跟我们讲，有很多的事工，即使在菜市场上都在传福音。
Many factories have Bible studies.
在许多的工厂都有查经班。
The same thing is true in firms and banks.
在工厂里面，在银行里面都有。
There are over 3,000 groups that have been trained to do personal evangelism.
超过3000多个小团体，他们都受过训练，可以传福音。
The gospel will be preached.
因为福音要传遍天下。
Restaurants are being targeted.
许多人到餐馆去。
And one of these restaurants, on the menu, on each page, they have a Bible verse printed.
甚至有些餐馆在他们的菜单上面。每一页都有一段经文。
Have you ever seen that here in America?
你在美国看过这样吗？
They probably say it's against the law.
他们可能会说这个是法律所不准的。
But in Taiwan, they're doing it.
可是在台湾，人们就这样
做。And they said that restaurant where they are so bold to talk about this, they have long lines about an hour's wait to get in.
这样子大胆传福音的餐馆反而有很多人排队等着进去。
The owner said, Sunday must be a rest day.
那这个圣经上讲说，这个主日应该是一个安息的日子。
I want my employees also to be able to go to church.
那所以我的还有我的员工都在那天应该去敬拜。
Some people says you can't do that. You'll lose money because Sunday is a big business day for restaurants.
所以有人跟这个餐馆的老板讲说，你不能这样做啊，因为礼拜天是生意最好的一天。
He said, for me, it's more important to obey what God says.
可是他说，对我来讲，遵行神的旨意更重要。
He closed the restaurant.
所以他就把餐馆关了。
For Sundays.
在主日的时候把餐馆关了。
But Monday when he reopened, it was just jammed with people.
可是在礼拜一餐馆打开的时候，人更多。
Business didn't go down, started to go up.
所以他的生意不但没有往下走，反而更兴旺。
And they have given out over 100,000 tracts.
所以他们已经发了超过十万张的福音单张。
The gospel will be preached.
福音要传遍天下。
Do you think they could teach us something here in America?
你觉得他们所做的是不是我们可以学习的呢？
I think they could.
我相信他们能够教我们一些功课。
And then there's the immigrant population that's coming into Taiwan.
那在台湾也有很多外来的移民。
There's nearly a half a million of people from Malaysia, from the Philippines, from Thailand and other countries.
这五十万人从马来西亚、从菲律宾、从各地到台湾去。
Many of them are Muslims.
有很多人是回教徒。
And they are especially targeting these people to hear the gospel.
所以这些人就专门向这些回教徒传福音。
The gospel will be preached, Jesus said.
耶稣说福音要传遍天下。
I met two CCIC couples.
我碰到两个基督徒会堂的。
One is from San Jose, one is from Mountain View.
一对是从 San Jose, 一对是从 Mountain View.
There are probably a lot from Cupertino there that I did not meet.
说不定有人是从 Cupertino 去的，可是我没碰到。
But the couple that's down in Taichung, they were sent out from San Jose Church.
那一对在台中的夫妇是圣何西的教会差遣去的。
They were working on the mainland for a number of years, and then their daughter's education, they came to Taichung.
他们在中国传福音很多年，那现在为了孩子的教育，他们回到台湾。
And they just go back periodically to.Guangxi province.
所以他们偶尔还是回广西去。
But even while they're in Taichung, they're beginning to see new harvest fields.
可是他们在台中的时候就看到新的工厂。
What's their new harvest field?
那是什么呢？
Visitors from the mainland of China to Taiwan.
那就是从中国到台湾去的游客。
Every single day, there are 6,000 tourists.From mainland China coming to visit Taiwan.
每一天都有6000个从中国来的游客到台湾。
That's 180,000 people every month.
那就是一年就是一个月就是180,000。
They have lots of money.
他们很有钱。
So it's good for the business of Taiwan.
所以对台湾的经济是有帮助的。
But this missionary said, that's a good opportunity for us to preach the gospel.
可是这个宣教士说，却说这是我们传福音的好机会。
So he lives in Taichung, and many people want to go up to Sun Moon Lake.
所以他在台中，很多人要到日月潭去旅行。
Have you been there?
你去过日月潭吗？
Oh, you got to see it.
你应该看看他现在的样子。
Now I did not get to go this time, but it's a beautiful lake up there in the mountains.
那这次我们机会去，不过那里风景非常美。
One hotel.
有一个旅馆。
But now they've got dozens and dozens of huge big hotels.
可是现在却是非常非常多的大旅馆在那里。
And when these tour buses come with these mainland visitors, these people are standing there giving them Bibles.
所以当这些旅行车旅游车到这些旅馆的时候，这些人就在那边发福音单张。
Giving them gospel literature.
给他们这个福音的一些信息。
AndI think it's marvelous the way people are having their eyes open to see new things, what's happening.
我觉得这是非常好的事情。
The gospel will be preached.
因为福音要传遍天下。
And then there's another friend of ours who lives in Taipei.
那我有另外一个朋友住在台北。
The husband was traveling around, so we met with his wife for lunch.
因为先生常在外面出差，所以我们跟太太就一起吃中饭。
Lunch lasted about 4 or 5 hours.
就一吃就吃了四五个钟头。
We didn't eat all the time. We were just listening to her talking.
我们就是听她讲。
She was just excited and bubbling over.
她非常的兴奋。
With what was happening in Taipei.
因为在台北所发生的事情。
She was first talking about some of her neighbors that the Lord was bringing together so that she was able to share the gospel with.
她跟我们分享，她有机会跟她的邻居们来传福音。
Then I asked her about her church.
我就问她的教会。
And she said, "Have you ever heard of the 101 building in Taipei?"
那她就跟我们讲说，你知道这个台北的101这栋大楼吗
？And I said, "Yeah, we had just visited that place."
我说对啊，我们刚去看过。
And we'd gone up to the 100 or to the 92nd floor, and I had an opportunity from the observation desk to see all around Taipei.
所以我们就爬到第92层，有机会从那个地方看到整个台北的全景。
She said, "I go to church there."
她说我就在我的教会就在那里。
I said, "What?"
我说什么
？Yeah, she said, "We have a floor where we have a church."
她说在其中的一层就是我们的教会。
But she says, "Not anybody can go in."
那并不是每一个人都可以进去。
Because of security.
因为有这个安全人员。
You can only come by.Personal invitation.
只有人邀请你才能够参加。
They can bring you in.
他们要带你进去。
But that place is already packed.
可是那地方非常已经非常的挤。
I said, "Did they have money to do it?"
我说他们赚钱吗？
No, do they have their money to rent a place like this?
我说你们有足够的钱来租这么贵的一个地方吗
？She said the young pastor went there and he asked about a place.
所以他说有一个年轻的牧师到那个地方去打听。
They said, "What business are you representing?"
他们就问他说你是做什么生意的
？He says, "I'm pastor of a church."
他说我是教会的牧师。
They said, "Do you have money?"
你有钱吗
？He said, "No, I don't."
他说没有。
But it'll come.
可是他说他就说。
And when he signed the contract, the money came.
所以他说我现在没有，可是以后我就会有钱。所以他签了租约以后，钱就来了。
And they're ministering to very special people there.
他们是向一群特别的人来传福音的。
Government people,
就是在政府工作的。
Politicians,
这些政客。
The media and the arts,
还有这个做艺术品的这些商人。
All various types of people they come in there.
就这些人都到这个教会来。
People that might not go to another church.
他们可能是会到别的教会去。
But here they are assembling together, and that number is growing.
所以在那个地方聚会人数就越来越多。
They're beginning to use new approaches.
他们开始用新的方法。
In Taichung, they've started a church in a nightclub.
在台中，他们在夜总会里面开了一个教会。
I couldn't believe it.
我真是不敢相信。
The people go in, but they don't drink alcohol. They want to have a glass of 汽水 or something like that.
所以去的人不喝酒，他们喝杯汽水。
But they start sharing the gospel.
可是他们就开始分享福音。
People are coming to know Christ.
就人就认识了耶稣。
So next to the nightclub, then they eventually start a church.
对，后来他们就在这个夜总会的旁边就建立了一个教会。
You know, I marveled as I listened to this girl.For several hours sharing things that are happening of how people can be reached with the gospel.
所以我心里就觉得非常的惊奇，听这位姐妹好几小时的传讲。
In spite of all of the problems and issues we're facing in our life,
就不管我们遭遇到多么多困难
，the gospel will be preached, Jesus said.
耶稣说天国的福音要传出去。
And my heart was full of joy to see from the days of small beginnings how God was beginning to raise up new workers who were taking his command seriously.
所以我心里非常的温暖，因为看到从一个很小的开始，神兴起很多人在工作。
Let me tell you about two women.
让我来跟你分享两个姐妹的故事。
I have tremendous respect.For the women that God has been using in the past and is using today.
我对这个神所重用的姐妹们，我心里非常的尊敬。
The first one is an American woman from Seattle.
那有一位是从一个美国的姐妹，她是从西雅图去的。
The first time I met her was in Shanghai in 1948.
我第一次碰到她是1948年在上海。
I was a teenager.
那时候我才十几岁。
She was just a few years older.
但她只比我大几岁。
And she had come to work in China as a missionary.
她到中国去当宣教士。
But as all of you know, after a couple of years, communists came in and the doors closed.
可是过几年，这个19年以后，这个福音的门就关闭了。
So she came over to Taiwan in 1951.
So 1951年她就到了台湾。
And she has been there ever since.
所以一直到那个时候，直到现在，她都在那里。
62 years she has labored in Taiwan.
62年她住在台湾。
Yesterday she celebrated her 87th birthday.
昨天是她87岁的生日。
She doesn't have a home here in America.
她在美国已经没有家了。
Her home is there.
她的家就在那里。
The government in Taiwan has recognized this.
那台湾的政府啊，也承认她是公民。
She was given the highest honor that any civilian could get by the Chinese president.
在台湾的总统给她最高的荣誉奖。
And she's one of four civilians that have been, four foreigners who have been given permanent residential rights to Taiwan.
那她是四位外国人可以永远居住在台湾的之一。
When she came to Taiwan, she was in Hualien as a young missionary in her early 20s.
在1920年代，她在花莲那个地方宣教。
And she walked by one of the places and she heard somebody using a little transistor radio.
她就走过一个家，她听到有人用小收音机。
She said, "It's impossible for me to get into every one of these homes." To share the gospel.
他就想说，我没有办法到每一个家里面去分享福音。
Why not use radio?
那为什么不用这个收音机呢？
And that's how our radio ministry began.
所以他的广播的事工就开始。
She was the first person who got a tape recorder in Taiwan.
他是在台湾早期第一个有这种录音机的人。
And she would make a tape in her home, get on a bicycle, go to the radio station and deliver it.
所以他就在家里做好录音带，然后送到电台去。
That was the beginning.
这就是他的事工的开始。
I went to the place where she's working today.
那我这次去他工作的地方看他。
It's called Overseas Radio and Television.
这是海外这个电视跟广播中心。
A seven-story building.
有七层楼的建筑。
A staff of 250 co-workers.
250位同工。
And they're spending the whole time of getting the gospel out through radio and television.
所以他们就全时间制作这个福音的广播跟电视的工作。
She started with English studies on television.
她是从空中英语教学开始的。
And everybody in Taiwan knows her.
很多人在台湾都知道她。
Because she has taught literally hundreds of thousands of Taiwanese how to speak English.
因为她在电台上教了成千上万的人学英文。
And with that came the presentation of the gospel.
然后在教英文的时候，她就传讲福音。
And then it developed into television.
然后就有了电视的节目。
They have beautiful musical talent in that place, and they have sentspecial choirs all around the world.
他们有很好的音乐的事工，他们的合唱团到全世界的各地去。
They're putting out monthly magazines in beautiful color.
也有每一个月印刷精美的这些刊物。
And just these magazines support the work that they are doing.
就是这些刊物就给他们足够的收入。
Can you imagine the payroll for 250 staff workers?
你可不可以想象250个同工的需要？
It's a huge amount.
这需要很多的钱。
But the Lord provides all of this.
可是神都为他们预备。
Not from the outside, but from within Taiwan.
不是从外国来的，而是从台湾来的。
We called her and said, "We are in Taipei. Can we come and see you?"
所以我跟她打一个电话说，我们在台北，可不可以过来看看你？
She said, "I thought you had forgotten about me."
她说，我以为你早把我忘了。
She said, "I didn't know that you remembered me."
我不晓得你还记得我。
We hadn't seen her for 50 years.
50年没见面了。
And we walked to her place, went to her place, and thought we'd have a couple hours with her.
所以我们就去想说，我们去看她两个钟头吧。
She gave us the whole day.
就她把整天都给我们。
And finally, at the end, she said, "Is there anything else you'd like to do?"
她就后来她就问我说，还有什么事你想做的呢
？I said, "Yes, I'd like to have a Peking duck dinner."
跟他讲说，我们去吃个北京烤鸭的晚饭。
So she called her staff and says, "Why don't you make a reservation for us in this restaurant?"
所以他就请同工帮他预约了餐馆。
And she called and they said, no, we're full, we can't do it.
他们说餐馆说已经都满了，没位置。
She said, give me the phone, I'll talk to him.
把电话给我，我来跟他说。
When they heard that she was coming, they said, oh yes, of course we have table for you.
当他们听到这位姐妹的时候，她说来吧，我们特别为你预备个桌子。
And when we arrived at the restaurant, the 老板 was standing in front.
当我们到达餐馆的时候，老板在门口等
我们。And when he saw her, he greeted her very, very profusely.
所以这个老板对她非常的尊敬。
He says, "Today you're my guests."
今天你是我们的嘉宾。
You know, it's important whom we know.
所以我们认识对的人是很重要的。
But it was exciting to see how even politicians come to her.To have their picture taken together because she's so popular.
甚至很多的政客都愿意跟她一起照相，因为她的知名度非常的高。
The vice president's wife is not a Christian.
副总统的太太不是一个基督徒。
But she likes her.
可是她很喜欢。
And she comes every Monday afternoon.
所以她每一个主日的下午都来。
To spend time together.
跟她在一起。
And what does she hear?
她听到的是什么呢？
The gospel.
就是。这个姐妹跟她传福
音。Jesus said the gospel will be preached.
耶稣说福音要传开。
Through whatever means.
用各种的方法。
But that's not just a recent beginning. Let me tell you about another woman.
让我跟你讲另外一个姐妹。
She was born in 1872.
她是1872年出生的。
And she lived up in the mountains of Taiwan.
她住在台湾的山上。
She belonged to a certain tribe up there.
她是台湾原住民的一族。
It was right there in the near Hualien where the Taroko gorges are.
她是在花莲山上的一区。
And when she was 51 years old, she had a real hunger in her heart to know the truth.
在当她51岁的时候，她心中很渴慕真理。
So she came down from the mountain and found a church.
所以她从山上下来就找到了一个
教会。The pastor shared the gospel with her.
所以牧师跟她讲福音。
And she became a Christian.
她后来就成了基督徒。
And when she was 52 years old, she was baptized.
在52岁的时候受洗。
Then another Presbyterian missionary came over and took her to Dansui near Taipei.To go to a women's Bible school.
然后另外一个进进一个长老会的宣教士就带她到淡水参加另外一个查经班。
And when she graduated, she said, "I need to go back to the mountains to reach my own people with the good news of the gospel."
所以当她在学校在圣经学校毕业以后，她说我要回到山上去传福音。
But that was in the 1940s.
那是在1940年代。
And the Japanese were occupying Taiwan, as you know.
那时候是日本占据台湾的时候。
And they had prohibited any travel into the mountain areas.
所以日本人不让人到山上去。
But her name was Chi Wang, and Chi Wang disregarded those laws.
可是王琦这位姐妹她就没有听他们的话。
And tribal people from far and near came by to hear her teach the word of God, to present the good news.
所以就很多人就都来听她传讲福音。
And during World War II days, things got very restricted by the Japanese.
所以在第二次大战的时候，日本管得非常严。
And Christians would meet at night times in caves.
那基督徒就在晚上在山洞里面聚会。
And she would go and teach and preach the good news to them.
所以她就会去山洞里面教导神的话。
And to save her from the Japanese and from the soldiers and the police, young men would carry her on their backs.To other places to preach.
那年轻人就会把她背在背上，带她到各地方去传福音。
Or they would hide her under stacks of rice.
或者是为了要躲这些日本人，把她藏在这个米袋的下面。
Tribal people were persecuted.
因为很多山地人都受到
beaten,
迫害，受到鞭打。
They were thrown into prison.
也被关起来。
And many of them were also killed for their faith.
甚至有人为了他们的信仰牺牲生命。
But the number of Christians increased.
可是基督徒的数目越来越多。
When the Japanese withdrew in 1945,
当1945年日本人撤退的时候
，It seemed like the gates of grace were opened wide。
那时候恩典的门就打开了。
Several thousand tribal people who had found the Lord were awaiting baptism。
在好几千人山地人他们已经信了主了，他们在等待受洗。
And all of this was a result of the labor of this one woman。
那这都是一个姐妹她的工作。
Today there are nearly 400 churches that have been established among these tribal people。
今天在山地人中间有超过400个教会。
And she labored all the way until she was 75 years old。
所以她一直工作到她75岁。
And then she passed away and she was buried up there。
他被主接去以后就埋葬在那里。
I didn't know the story。
我不知道这个故事。
But when we went over to Hualien, we were on a bus passing by this place and we saw a church。
可是我们去花莲的时候，就在这个公车上，我们看到一个教会。
There was a big red cross on the top。
有一个十字架在顶上。
So we asked the tour guide and saying, "Can we stop here?"take a picture of that church.
我就跟导游说，我们可不可以停一停？我要照一张给这教会照张相。
She said we don't usually stop here.
她说我们通常是在这里是不停的。
But finally she said, "Okay, you can go in there for 5 minutes."
可是好吧，我就停五分钟，你可以进去看看。
So we went into this church.
所以我们就进去了。
And there was a big plaque in the front of this church that told the story about this woman.
我们就看到一个很大的一个匾额，就讲这个姐妹的故事。
It was a memorial church erected for this lady who had been so actively used by God.
这就是为了纪念这位被主重用的一位姐妹的教堂。
And we were able to meet the pastor and his wife and have prayer together.
我们就跟那里的牧师相见，而且一起祷告。
I think the prayer lasted more than 5 minutes, so we spent more time there.
我想光祷告我们就花了不止五分钟的时间。
The gospel will be preached.
福音需要传出去。
And that's happening in Taiwan today.
那在台湾今天正在发生。
We came back with great encouragement in our hearts for what God had been doing.
所以我们回来以后心里就充满感恩。
And it's a very profound reminder that God can use any person as long as they are listening to His voice.
这就提醒我们，神可以用任何一个愿意听他声音的人。
They are being faithful with God, what God has given to them.
他们对神所交托的非常的忠心。
We also need to be faithful.
我们也需要忠心。
You know, in the book of Hebrews, chapters 3 and 4, three times it mentions one particular phrase.
在第希伯来书第三章第四章很多次讲到同一个字。
He says, "Today, when you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts."
那就是今天当你听到他声音的时候，不要硬着心。
Three times.
三次。
We need to pay attention.
我们要留意。
I'm not sure what God has been saying to you.
我不晓得神对你说什么。
But the gospel will be preached.
可是福音需要传遍天下。
And God wants to use every one of you.
神要用我们中间每一个人。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what your Spirit is doing in Taiwan.
天父，我们为你的灵在台湾的工作来感谢你。
We know that there are still millions that need to hear the gospel.
我们知道还有非常非常多的人需要听到福音。
But we thank you for each one that has heard your commission to them and is faithful in carrying it out.
我们为这些听到你的话又忠心去行的人来感谢你。
Make us equally faithful to hear and listen to your voice.
愿我们也一样的听到你的声音，而且能够忠心。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen.